hello to you. This here is Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com and sponsored by Avnet. I'm Amelia Dalton, your host of today's powerful festivities. Get it? Because the title? Well, okay, never mind. Today we're talking about power systems and package, smart power modules, smart power stage devices, and even a little power integrity, with some signal integrity thrown in for fun. So there's that. Okay, folks, are you ready? We have a powerhouse on the show today. Oh man, I am funny this week, if just to myself. Okay, all right, I've got two words for you. Fairchild Semiconductor. Bam. You show me an engineer who is worth his or her salt, and he or she will know the history of Fairchild Semiconductor. And if you don't, well, I've included a link below the player that goes into much more depth than we have time for today. But let's just say that we probably wouldn't have chips at all without Fairchild. So let's welcome Fairchild to Fish Fry for the very first time. My guest today is Saj. Saj is here to bring us up to speed on what Fairchild is doing these days, to introduce us to power systems in package, and to talk a little bit about running around the Olympic Stadium in Barcelona and Australia. Hi, Saj. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Amelia. It's great to be with you on the Fish Fry.
Any engineer worth their salt will know the name Fairchild Semiconductor, but I recently heard that you guys are undergoing quite a few changes recently. Tell me more about that.
As you know, and most of your listeners know, Fairchild Semiconductor has been in business since 1957. We were actually one of the originator of the ICO, the integrated circuit, and more importantly, we actually were one of the founders, if not the founder, of Silicon Valley. So we have a huge and very illustrious history, both in the Valley, but overall just in the semiconductor industry. And we existed mostly to drive innovation in the electronic space. And for a while, we had kind of lost a little bit of our mojo. And in the last several years in particular, we have brought in an entirely new management team whose specific goal is to bring back that sense of innovation and sense of purpose in creating betterment for society. So, for example, we have actually been very, very deliberate in creating a new mission for our company, which is to make the world a safer and smarter place. And the way we do that is through driving power management products or power management solutions that create the most efficient utilization of energy whenever a design engineer makes a product, an electronic product. So by doing our part in the power management space, we help the design engineer innovate, and as a result, humanity gets better. So we believe by kind of bringing this new mission to life, energizing our employees and energizing our customers with the best possible solutions they can have, we think we're going to have a meaningful impact in the world and going to bring the old Fairchild back again.
Now let's talk about energy efficiency. You find me a designer who doesn't care about power consumption in their designs. Now, recently I read that Fairchild is taking on power systems in package? What's that approach about?
Yeah, thank you so much again. Power management is what Fairchild has been all about. And there's other organizations in the semiconductor industry that also provide the different components that comprise a power system. So in a standard power system, you have a controller, you have a switch, you have a MOSFET, you have a driver, you also have the packaging that puts all together. And historically, what Fairchild has done, and most of the other organizations in the semiconductor industry continue to do, is provide each one of these discreetly. So you can buy a controller from one organization, you can buy a driver for another organization, you can certainly buy the MOSFET, as I mentioned, from another organization. And there's multiple organizations that do all these different components I mentioned earlier. There's nothing unique about any of them. But bringing all of this together in a unique package, which is either smaller, more efficient, and more compact. So doing an overall power system that has all these different components together in a very, very succinct package, there's only really one, if not maybe two organizations that do that very, very well, and certainly Fairchild is one of them. So what we're trying to bring about in Fairchild is bringing systems to our customers, and power systems in particular, in a way that no one else can. That's really what the power systems in package means.
I also read something about smart power modules and smart power stage devices. Now, Saj, what kind of applications are these new modules best suited for?
There's three key megatrends happening in society right now that have a direct impact on design engineers and ultimately on the semiconductor industry, and that's the emerging megatrends of energy efficiency, mobile explosion that's happening, as well as cloud, right, the advent of the cloud. So these are huge, huge megatrends that we believe are at a very nascent stage and are growing and will grow over a long period of time. All three of them have one commonality, which is, as you mentioned earlier, efficient utilization of power. As you innovate as a design engineer in these megatrends, the electronic products that come out from you have to be very, very efficient in their use of power. When we talk about specific applications, let me just give you some examples in each one of those three key megatrends. If you think about the energy efficiency area, things like alternative energy, lighting, industrial appliances, consumer appliances, even automotive come to my mind, where, again, efficient utilization of power becomes very, very important. And let's use the automotive example. There's the emergence of the electric vehicle. Combustion engines are still going to exist, so you've got hybrids coming out, you've got electric vehicles coming out, and again, all of these are all about managing power in the most efficient way. So we have a proposition for each one of those different application areas in energy efficiency. Let's get to mobile, right? Mobile, you've got your traditional smartphones and tablets, which we all know have been exploding over the last 5 years, but now we have this thing called the Internet of Things coming around, and wearable technology is getting very big. That's the next big kind of wave in the mobile area. So again, having participation in the mobile side, which is smartphones and tablets, but also in the wearables area, is something that we're very clearly investing in for the long term. And then finally, I mentioned cloud, right? You've got these huge data centers out there right now, and we're talking to just about every one of the big data center providers, all the big names that you can think about. We're in consultations with all of those guys to be able to provide their power consumption needs. So we're really focused on all three of these key megatrends and these specific applications underneath them.
Very cool. Okay, so Saj, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you're a bit of a runner. So where in the world was the coolest place that you have ever ran?
Wow, that's a really great question. I've been lucky enough to live in two places in the world where the Olympics was being held. Barcelona, Spain, when the 1992 Olympics were being held, and then in the year 2000, the year my son was born, my wife and I, we were living in Sydney, Australia, and again, the Olympics were happening there. So in both those circumstances, I actually ran around the Olympic venues, and I had multitude of times I ran across. When track and field was being done, I was running on the outside of the track and field area to hear the cheering crowd. Soccer field in Sydney, we were actually at the finals game, and I was running around the stadium for that. So those are two examples of very, very cool places I was running at, and not just the location, but it was actually the timing and kind of the activities that were happening at the location at the same time.
That is super neat, Saj. I love it. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Saj.
Hey, Amelia, thank you so much for the opportunity. And Fairchild is all about the power to amaze. That's our new tagline, and it's really about power consumption. It's also amazing our customers with helping them in those three key megatrends I talked about earlier.
Very cool.
Now, let's talk about power and signal integrity and your next design. What if you didn't have to worry about them separately? What if solving both power and signal integrity was easier than you thought? What if you could have your cake and eat it too? Well, superstar of the PCB world, Brad Griffin from Cadence Design Systems, joins me in a recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled Integrating Electronic Design Analysis Upstream, Downstream, and Sideways. Brad and I talk about the integration of these two important analysis capabilities into the PCB design process. Trust me, you'll like this one. You can check out this episode by heading on over to YouTube, keyword EE Journal, by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, or by heading on over to the on-demand section on eejournal.com. Hey, did you know that X-Fest is coming up very, very soon? It is. Avnet and Xilinx are excited to announce the technical program for this year's X-Fest, a global series of seminars offering practical how-to training for FPGA, DSP, SoC, and embedded systems designers. Don't miss this opportunity to learn more about recent innovations in technology and product development methodology from Xilinx, and to experience a deep dive with Avnet technical experts into the key technology domains where Xilinx FPGAs offer unique, high-impact, and cost-savings capabilities. Events start in September, which is now, in North America. All right, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want to register right this very moment for this year's X-Fest, you can. I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com that will take you directly there. Also, hey, have you checked out EE Journal on the good old social media yet? Well, you should. Trust me, it's really cool. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, well, yes, we're there as well. We also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, full of all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. Yeah, featuring me. Okay, cool. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference or contest coming up that I should know about, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of September 12th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you have been fried.